Chinese kids are getting sick, and local governments are trying to censor any record that it ever happened. What exactly are they trying to hide? Welcome to China Uncensored. I'm Chris Chappell. Real quick, YouTube has been trying to suppress China Uncensored hard since last November. So please join me in Operation Honeypot by leaving a honeypot emoji in the comments. It's for the algorithm and also to show YouTube we know they've got their sticky little fingers in China's honeypot. Now, on with the show. So pro-CCP shills on the internet love to say that China does everything better than the US, even school lunches. But don't be fooled. There's about as much food safety in China as there is concrete in Chinese buildings. From the infamous poisoned milk powder that killed 6 babies and sickened 300,000, to gutter oil, doesn't that look tasty? And lead-tainted food. Everything a growing boy needs, if the only thing you want him growing are daisies. But this month in particular has been a good reminder of just how risky Chinese food is, with scandal after scandal. On the early morning of September 11th, a bout of gastrointestinal discomfort hit 94 elementary school students in Lufeng Puning Huamei Experimental School in Guangdong. Who's in charge of naming Chinese schools? With symptoms including diarrhea, fever, and stomach pain. Many of the students ended up in the hospital, and parents posted video clips of their sick children on the Chinese internet. And then came the inevitable cover-up. But first, if you like this kind of deep dive into what's really going on in China, you've got to subscribe to my premium website, ChinaUncensored.tv. That's where you'll see episodes and live streams we can't put on YouTube. And if you want to support China Uncensored, buying a membership is the best way you can. We rely on your support to keep making the show. Once again, that's ChinaUncensored.tv. So, the cover-up began. The next day, state-run media claimed that all the students were in stable condition, with 85 out of the 94 students returning to school and home. Okay, so it was just a minor thing. No problem. Almost 100 kids sickened at once. These things happen, right? Only, the Epoch Times reported that a week later, there were still at least 30 to 40 students in Lufeng People's Hospital alone. Other parents have so little trust in their local hospital that they've opted to go to the provincial hospital instead. Meanwhile, parents reported that the school tried to hide the situation. One parent said the school claimed his child was fine, even though the child had diarrhea 7 times, which I'm pretty sure is abnormal. Unless you eat Taco Bell. Another parent said their son started vomiting and having diarrhea in the morning, but they didn't receive a call from his teacher until after 7 p.m. What, were they waiting for the kid to finish? Get him out of there, at least for the poor janitor's sake who has to clean all that up. Not wanting to feel left out, the hospital and local government got involved in the cover-up too. One parent alleges that even though his child has recurring stomach aches every day, the local hospital keeps asking him to discharge his child before full recovery, and that the local city police chief is calling parents and asking them to delete videos. So how do the kids get sick? Well, Chinese state-run media blamed school cafeteria staff for leaving braised chicken legs out at room temperature an entire day without being reheated. Do you know how terrible you have to be to make me praise food that's been left under a heat lamp for 9 hours? Sure, it's drier than a Stephen Wright joke in the Sahara, but at least I won't get Adam Sandler movie levels of explosive diarrhea. So as state-run media would have you believe, this was a one-time mistake. But this was actually part of a pervasive pattern. Won't somebody think of the poor janitors? Parents and students report that the school did nothing to address food safety, despite people complaining about it every year. One transfer student, meanwhile, told the Epoch Times that the school cafeteria chopsticks were moldy and smelly, and that he frequently found hair and bugs in the food. Yep, way better than American school lunches. Ugh. But all of that was just the beginning. Just 2 days after the Lufeng scandal, another report came of students getting food poisoning in Chaoyang School in Jinning City, Shandong. Geez, invest in a heat lamp. Allegedly, hundreds were hospitalized, with sick children spilling out into the corridors awaiting treatment. Of course, according to local government officials, those are just rumors. They said the number is not that large, and it's still uncertain whether there is food poisoning. Nothing to see here, folks. These are just perfectly normal, happy children curled up in a fetal position in the hospital halls. But that wasn't the worst of it. Just days after the Jining scandal, parents in Xishui, Guizhou reported that their children suffered food poisoning after eating sandwiches from a local cake shop. Symptoms included vomiting, diarrhea, and fevers. As well as, by some reports, vomiting blood, kidney effusion, my least favorite kind of effusion, and blood in the stool. This is why you always gotta read the reviews. Sub gave me the squirts, ended up in the hospital. Good service, though, 2 stars. Chinese language media say that out of 187 who ate the sandwich, 136 people, including 89 students and 10 preschool children, were hospitalized. Also reportedly among the hospitalized, pregnant women. You'd have been better off with a knuckle sandwich. The culprit is reportedly a simple 8 yuan ham and egg sandwich by this brand that was allegedly contaminated with salmonella. Talk about an open-faced sandwich. But it's not just my jokes making people sick. The store involved and 7 others in the chain have since been sealed off. Well done, Chinese Communist Party. You took action and saved the day. And surely my out-of-character praise of the CCP and upbeat delivery isn't a setup. Only Chinese state-run media started publicly reporting on the story only days after kids suffered in the hospital, when the story became too big to ignore, thanks to parents posting about it on the internet and begging for help after receiving no response from local government. It's almost like if the government just helped people, they wouldn't be publicly embarrassed for not helping people. Complicated, I know. Instead, according to the Epoch Times, many of the videos asking for help have now been deleted by Chinese authorities. One woman in particular recounts that she was asked more than once to delete a video she took of the scandal. It feels like it would be way less effort to just help the people. At this point, I think they're censoring and suppressing purely for the love of the game. Some netizens posting videos about the sandwich poisoning report having their post marked visible only to themselves because the videos involved vulgar and explicit content related to minors. A bunch of kids vomiting and crapping themselves is pretty gross, but vulgar? I don't know about that. And so goes life in China under the CCP. Whether it's the schools, the hospitals, the local officials, or the top officials, any hint of things that aren't completely rosy in the land of the dragon will be covered up and shoved under the rug. Individuals impacted be damned. The CCP, meanwhile, pats itself on the back as it tells the public that it cracks down and investigates behavior that endangers public health, all while doing little to address the root problems and continuing to be the biggest menace to public health. Have stomach problems? No problem. We'll harvest your stomach for the highest bidder. Once again, I'm Chris Chappell. Be sure to click on this button to go to my premium website, ChinaUncensored.tv, and thank you for watching.